It's been a slow week of news, and as we head into the North American Open, there isn't much to update. As far as price action goes, it's been a lot of up and down, choppy consolidation following the latest healthy move, which saw risk-off flow on a repricing of Fed expectations. For today, the market is feeling a little better as U.S. equity futures move back up and the U.S. dollar sells off. The Swedish central bank made headlines earlier today after coming out with an aggressive 50 basis point rate hike and accompanying the decision with a communication of more rate hikes to come. Over in Japan, sources say the Japanese government will be presenting the nominees for the next BOJ governor on the 14th of the month. On the data front, German CPI reads were on the softer side of expectations. In the UK, house prices fell to the lowest level since April of 2009. BOE Bailey was out on the wires with a balanced take, citing powerful downward forces, but also an ongoing worry about persistently high inflation. Finally, the G7 are said to be discussing initiating sanctions on Chinese, Iranian, and North Korean firms that are believed to be providing Russia with military parts and technology. Looking ahead, U.S. initial jobless claims are the only notable standout on the calendar for the remainder of the day. That's all for now.